other announcements?
We could transition to a prophesying meeting.
Amen.
Can we start by reading the title for this week's outline?
What week are you on?
Oh, we are on week 8.
December.
Oh, Lord, we want to speak.
We want to hear you speaking today, Lord. Oh, anoint our ears, anoint this fellowship, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Okay, so experiencing and enjoying the
all-inclusive Christ as the good land, a land in which we do not lack anything.
Next, can we read Roman numeral 1? Christ
as the preeminent and all-inclusive one is the allotted portion of the saints in the life for our experience.
So in the Old Testament, right, the allotted portion refers to a physical land. But we need to realize that everything in the Old Testament is merely but a shadow of the realities which are in the New Testament. And in the New Testament realization, this vast good land typifies the all-inclusive Christ himself. He is our allotted portion. He is the divine inheritance of our enjoyment. And even the riches of this good land typify the riches of this all-inclusive Christ himself. And actually in different aspects as our bountiful supply. And many people, they only simply know Christ as the Lamb, right? The one who died on the cross and shed his blood for us to redeem us from our sinful condition and to deliver us out of Egypt, typifying the world. And this is all very true and wonderful, but not many people realize that Christ is also this vast piece of land that we can lay hold of. And God's goal in his economy is not merely just to bring his people out of the world, but to bring them back to this good land, which typifies the all-inclusive Christ himself.
Amen.
And, you know, in the Old Testament, by enjoying the riches of the good land, the children of Israel were able to build the temple to God's habitation on earth, and the city of New Jerusalem to establish God's kingdom on earth. Right. And in the New Testament realization, when we enjoy the unsearchable riches of the all-inclusive Christ, we as his believers are built up together to be his body, the church, to be his fullness, his expression, and his habitation.
Amen.
So one may wonder, how does this all start? How can one experience Christ in such a vast, all-inclusive, and dynamic way? And it starts with realizing that Christ, who is our portion, is to be enjoyed in the light. And God, only God himself is the light.
Amen.
Next, can we read John 8:12? It's the first verse in day 5. Amen. Again.
Therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not be long gone, but shall have the light of life.
So in this verse, the Lord says that he is the light. And when we receive Christ as our light into us, his life becomes the light within us. And this is why actually those who believe in Christ are also the light. This is stated in Philippians 2:15. Paul says that his believers shine as luminaries in the world. And a luminary, right, does not have light in itself, but it shines, it reflects the light from another source. Just like how the moon itself, right, does not have light in itself, but it shines the light from the sun. So in the same way, we as believers, we have no light in ourselves, but we reflect the light that comes from another source.
Amen.
And that source is the Lord Jesus. So,
amen.
So praise the Lord. As his believers, we are the light. However, you know, even if we've experienced this light, right, many times it's easy to be led away from it. You know, for example, in our ordinary days, in all our situations, in all the matters at hand, right, it's easy to be, you know, caught up and occupied. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of things that causes, that make way to the expressing of the self, and therefore the losing of his presence. Sometimes it could even be the way we interact with someone. I enjoyed this example from day two. I'll just read it here. It says that if we are in darkness because of arguing with someone, we cannot enjoy Christ.
Right.
Christ
right.
cannot be our portion in darkness. He can only be our Passover. However, even for Christ to be our Passover requires that we repent and confess. Because I have found that arguing puts me in darkness, I cannot bear to argue. Time after time, I am forced to stop speaking because of the threat of darkness. I pray to the Lord and ask Him to forgive me for expressing the self. Through such repentance and confession, the light returns, and I am able to continue to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So,
amen.
Yeah, just like in this example, you know, saints, may we really learn to be governed by the threat of darkness in all our situations. May we learn to be governed by the presence of light.
Amen.
To be governed by the sense for the Lord's presence.
Right.
May we learn to turn.
Amen.
And by turning to the Lord, we turn from darkness to light. And
Amen.
When we are in the light, we again can enjoy Christ
Amen.
In our allotted portion.
Oh,
and even in something explicitly like spiritual, like reading the Bible, right? We need to have this awareness. Even when we read the Bible, it's possible that we are in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
For example, sometimes we can read with our mind. We're out of religious duty.
Yeah.
And even in Acts 16, you see that Paul and his companions were forbidden by the Spirit to enter into Asia to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And you may think outwardly this seems like a very spiritual intention, right, to go into Asia and then preach the gospel. But yet they cannot find rest in their spirit. And therefore they were forbidden by the Spirit from proceeding. So saints, even in something like reading the Bible, we need to have this sense, this awareness, this discernment. Above all things, we need the Lord's presence. When we read the Word, we need to read with a seeking spirit. And when we read with the seeking spirit, we read in the Lord's presence.
Amen.
And when we are in the Lord's presence, we are in the light.
Amen.
And we have rest, and we have Christ as our allotted portion.
Amen.
So, you know, furthermore, in being in the light, we are also rooted in Christ as the soil of this vast good land.
Amen.
And when this happens, you know, we are made full in Him. In Christ as our soil, we are filled, completed, perfected, satisfied, and thoroughly supplied. And this fullness is actually all-inclusive. So it includes things like righteousness, justification, holiness, sanctification, and whatever we may need.
Amen.
Next, can we read Roman numeral 2 now? 1. 1. 2. Roman numeral 2.
Colossians 2:6-7 reveals that Christ has a good land, a land which is not bad, and is the rich soil in which we have been rooted, so that we may grow ground and allow us to be the soil. Next, can we read Roman numeral 3?
Amen. So, having been rooted in Him, we also must take time daily to absorb His riches and have these riches take effect on us in our growth in life. The more we absorb these riches, the more we will be saturated by Him. And, you know, just like how we need to take our time when we eat our food, we should take daily time to absorb the Lord. Our contact with the Lord should not be rushed, or else we will not be able to absorb all His riches. We need to, actually, I speak to myself when I say this, but we need to allow adequate time for prayer, which will enable us to absorb more of His riches.
Amen.
And, you know, after reading about this matter, and even how it, like, relates to how, like, even how we eat our food, right, I began to look up the, like, literal explanation to why eating food slowly is better than eating food quickly. And the answer is that it helps with digestion, right? And, you know, I'll just read what the explanation here. It says that digestion is important because it breaks down food into nutrients that the body uses for energy, growth, and cell repair. The digestive system breaks down nutrients into smaller molecules that the blood can absorb and carry the cells throughout the body. So in the same way, when we spend personal time with the Lord, the more time we spend thoroughly talking to Him in a genuine way, calling on His name, pray reading His word, chewing on His word, the more we will absorb His riches, and the riches will take effect on us. And spontaneously, we will express and magnify the Lord in all His attributes, in all ordinary situations. Another interesting fact I found, I'll just read here again, it says some studies have found that people who eat slowly remember their meals more vividly. In the same way, if we take our time in absorbing the Lord, we will experience Him in a much more vivid and real way. And just in general, we will experience Him much more. And we will be made full in His riches, in what we need, whether it's with righteousness, justification, holiness, sanctification, and many other things. So recently I've been reading Isaiah with several people, and then I was reminded of this verse, Isaiah 5:16. It says, "But Jehovah of hosts is exalted in judgment.
Amen.
And the holy God shows Himself holy in righteousness."
Amen.
Amen.
So the footnotes of this verse, it talks about the word holy and righteousness. And explains that the Lord wants to bring us from righteousness unto holiness. It reveals that righteousness is an outward matter, but holiness is inward. And it shows that our God is an inward God, right? Our God cares for our inward condition, which is quite contrary to the natural human way of thinking, which is outward, right? We want to appear good and look righteous outside, but inside we're actually very dirty. This is just like the Pharisees, right, who were a group of people who were very religious and seemingly righteous on the outside, but yet they persecuted the Lord to the uttermost. And this is what the enemy wants. This is what the enemy does, right? The enemy always works from outside to inside. But in contrary, the Lord works from inside to outside.
Amen.
The Lord perfects us inwardly, and the issue of that is righteousness outwardly.
Right.
So, in all things, we must have the Lord as our source, and connecting to the morning revival, in having our roots in the Lord, who is our soil in the all-inclusive, vast, good land.
Amen.
The Lord can perfect us unto holiness.
Amen.
From inside out.
Amen.
The Lord will be our righteousness, both subjectively and objectively.
Amen.
And we will be supplied by the Lord, and be filled with all His riches, and spontaneously we will express and magnify the Lord in all His divine attributes outward.
Amen.
So the last thing I want to talk about was Roman numeral 5. Can we read together? Christ has our allotted portion, our uncertainly rich and good land, in which we do not lack anything.
It is our all sufficient God, and our great pattern, whom we experience and enjoy day by day. What He is meets our every need, in order to meet His need for the building up of His church as His body, and the preparation of the church as
Christ coming back.
Amen. So I really appreciate this Roman numeral because it really completes and sums up, you know, God's economy. And God's economy is His eternal plan to dispense Himself as Spirit through His Son into us so that we can be filled with His life and be built together to be His organic body to express Him. And, you know, we see from, like, everything we talked about right now in the morning revival, we see that the Lord wants to dispense Himself as life into us, that we would be filled with all His riches, and that we will express Him in all His attributes by having our roots in Him as the soil of this vast good land. And but as we can see from, you know, in Roman numeral 5, He does not want to just end there, right? He doesn't want to just dispense Himself into us as individuals so that we can be spiritual giants. But actually, this is a corporate matter. He wants to dispense Himself as life into us so that we can be built up together to be His organic body, to express Him in this universe, and for the preparation of His church as His bride for His coming back. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So that's all I want to say. Maybe we can open up for other people sharing.
Amen.
Thanks. It's wonderful. We have so many here this morning. All have an allotted portion.
Amen.
How about we keep our sharing to under 3 minutes so that we can get all the riches?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this message started off with Deuteronomy 8:9. A land in which you eat bread without scarcity, you will not, lack nothing, you will not lack anything in it. And Colossians 2:10 is, and you have been made full in Him.
Amen.
So we have this picture of a land, which is actually Christ, who is our all sufficient land.
Amen.
But do you have this experience in your daily life? And so this question is a question for us, and this is a good framing. It's like, what is your experience of Christ as really your need? And I appreciated during this table, we were singing about all the different aspects of Christ, but I was just convicted. It's like, Lord, was I stressed this week? Did I have peace? Did I have joy? Like, I had moments of lack. And if you're a person who has lack, then there's two handles in this message that are very essential for us to be able to enter in and to really enjoy Christ as our all-inclusive portion. So the first handle was mentioned by our brother in Colossians 1:12, is that we have been qualified to share this allotted portion in the light. So there's an aspect of us for us to participate in enjoying all of the all-inclusive land, we need to be ones that are in the light. This is us as spending time in the Lord. So there's four practical ways to walk in the light. One is to contact the Lord more.
Amen.
In a practical way. Two is to follow the Lord's inner anointing. So when the Lord is leading you, it's like, Lord, what are you doing? How do I handle this situation? Three is to genuinely fellowship with others. So when we're spending time, like Lord, you go to other saints and you just are able to open. And when you're able to open, light comes and shines. And the Lord is able to speak to you in that way. And then the fourth way was to be in the church life and attend the church meetings. So to be able to spend time in the light is very essential for us to be able to see the different aspects of Christ and how it can be supplied to us, and to show us where we lack. The second point, and I'll just leave it there, is we need to spend time with the Lord. And under Roman numeral 2, A2, I just appreciate, we need to forget our situation, our condition, our failures, and our weaknesses, and simply take time to absorb the Lord.
Amen.
So the second portion was being rooted in the land. Amen.
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 The allotted portion is for the saints who are in the light. There is
Amen.
A very simple definition given, and that is light is the presence of God.
Amen.
So we're just learning to live in the presence of God.
Amen.
And then this whole week I was just like, wow, God is light. And He is making us light. And it reminded me of the Memorial Day conference, the last message. You know, the opposite of light is darkness. And I just appreciate it. It's the God who said, out of darkness, light shall shine.
Amen.
It's the one who shines in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And then in the very next verse, it said, but we have this treasure in our earthen vessels. And so actually, in that message, it said, God's shining as God's dispensing. So I just appreciated this connection between light and light. The more we're in the light, actually, the more we are being saved in His light.
Amen.
And then I just also appreciated these very practical points, because the brother kept saying, this is for our application and for our experience, right? And so, day by day, we need to learn to spend time in the presence of God, in the light, and then when we fellowship with others in a genuine way, there's also light. And I think for me, I'm sometimes scared to fellowship because I maybe don't want to receive what someone else will say. But I appreciate it. Actually, genuine fellowship brings in the light, and that ushers in more light. So actually, when we're way, we'll just, there's more saving in his way. And then the other thing I just appreciate, this is a soil testimony experience. In the soil is everything that we need. And then there was one that was talking about the healing element. And that was talked about how the soil is the all-inclusive spirit. And in the spirit, you know, again, in the Memorial Day Conference, it talked about the ointment with the myrrh and the cinnamon, right? And so what was brought is, you know, if we spend time with the Lord in the morning, we just enjoy Him. And then maybe something comes up during the day. And it's like, I know, if I spend time with the Lord, I will have one reaction. If I don't spend time with the Lord, right. I have another reaction, right? And I had an experience this week with one of my children. They were just, you know, and we were like starting to just like argue about something, you know, and of course I'm right? But like a mother, but then there was something in me, the Lord just said, stop. You know, like, just stop. That's like, right. Stop talking. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So I just stopped. And I just realized I just needed to pray and turn back to the Lord. And then I just, you know, and then, I don't know, it's very hard to explain, but then it's like, authority, you know, like God's kingdom was actually, there was light, and there was light. And then, like, we were able to just resolve in peace. Whereas,
amen.
If I didn't, you know, it would have just been like more, like, it would have issued in nothing but death. Mm. And so I just appreciate it, actually. So, like, this is what I do. I tell the Lord, you just need to wake me up in the morning so I can spend time with you. You know, like, sometimes that works, but sometimes it doesn't. But it's like, I just realize, like, we need to pay that price to wake up and spend that time with the Lord to absorb the nutrients. Amen. Otherwise, actually, throughout the day, it's so hard, you know, and you're like, Lord, why? And so I just appreciate everything we need is in the soil.
Amen.
We need to spend time in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 2 points here this week for me is that we really need to be in the light, right? Because out of the darkness, light shall shine. In the book of Genesis, we see that after there was the, you know, the damage to the creation, the Lord came in to regenerate. And what was the first thing that he did was he brought in the light. Light was the basic factor of the restoration. And this is really a principle, right? To be in the light.
Yes.
So we never we can't let ourselves get old. You know, when we get out of the light, we get old.
Right.
But hallelujah, that He is the light.
Right.
And enjoy Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8, which says, blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah and whose trust Jehovah is. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream and will not be afraid when heat comes, for its leaves remain flourishing. And it will not be anxious in the year of drought and will not cease to bear fruit. And so this requires time. We need to be in the light to take root when many times our afflictions take us out of the light. But it actually, our plants, they grow with the hot sun. But also, if there's not enough root, that hot sun can, what if he said, there would be a death blow to your plants. So our roots need to be so deep that when all of these difficult things happen in our life, it will just actually cause us to grow.
Yeah.
Because our tendency is to just shy away from the light. We actually like being in the darkness. We want to stay and wallow in our situation, but we need to step out, right?
Amen.
In the good land, the Lord said, day by day, that he would, little by little, he would take away, he would defeat all the enemies.
That's right.
But they had to tread. It was where they walked in. So he needs our cooperation.
Amen.
It's not that we defeat any enemy. It's that the Lord defeats them as we are walking through by faith.
Amen.
And so, yes, we see that he is our soil. Our soil needs to be without the rocks, without all the thorns, and all of these things that choke this light within us.
That's
right. So when we are going through these difficult situations, which we do, and as we age, as we grow in the Lord, it just gets harder and harder. It just gets deeper and deeper and deeper.
Right.
But only by those roots and the water of life can it causes us to grow and not sink in.
Amen.
Not sink in and go into the darkness.
Amen.
We need to stay in the light.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. In the Christianity or in the world, you ask anybody on the street believe in God, they would say they believe in God, right? But the Bible says very clear that to be in the light, first we need to believe.
Amen.
We need to believe, be baptized, right, and then receive the Spirit. So Amen. Without the Spirit in us, it cannot be in the light.
Amen.
So there's no way. It says here, and they, it's day two, it says, you see, in our spirit, we're made out of three parts, right? Spirit, soul, and body. But in our spirit, there are three functions.
Amen.
One is the conscience, the intuition, and fellowship.
Amen.
So that's where we had to go, to our spirit. But if you don't believe, and if you don't have the Holy Spirit, so you cannot go to your spirit, to the fellowship function. So this fellowship is for us to fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
That's why the Lord, when He made us, He put a spirit inside of us as the deepest part for us to come to Him through our spirit. And then from the spirit will come out to our soul and saturate our mind, emotion, and will, right? But He says here, if we fellowship with God, we must walk in the light. But we need to have the spirit first, right? In many things, we might be able to pretend. But in this matter of enjoying Christ and the light, there is no room for pretense. You might deceive others, but you cannot deceive the Lord, because He's too real, too genuine, honest, and practical.
Amen.
Yeah, during the Isaiah time, during the children of Israel, we're occupied with religion. See, religion, if you read the book of Galatians, is against Christ. Right? We don't have to be religious. Yeah, religion, that's what they call now, you know, to everybody who believes in God, you know. But religion is actually against Christ. So we're not coming here to practice religion. Okay? We are, it says, during they were occupied about religion in the old time, but they had lost the light of the Lord because their heart had turned from Him. They had the temple, the priesthood, the sacrifice, but because they had turned their heart away from God, they were in darkness. So saints, we need to actually receive the Lord first. We need to believe. You know, sometimes we are, like you said, you might be reading, brother said, we might be reading the Word, but we're still in darkness. Or sometimes we get up in the morning, we just go, oh, I gotta go to work, I gotta read, right? Something happened to me. I just go, oh, I got 1 minute, 2 minutes, I gotta read the Bible. Bam, 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 bam. No, that's not the way. We need to give Him time.
Amen.
You know, we need to give Him time. We need to also eat the nutrients, the riches. That's what we need to eat. You know, when sometimes people, like, I know my brother's a doctor, you know, sometimes I have a student, they said to me, I'm cold and it's spring, I don't warm you. And I said, do you have anemia? He said, how do you know? Well, usually when you don't eat vegetables, when you don't eat good nutrients, good food, you know, good riches, you eat only eating junk food all the time, what you're going to express? I mean, you might be unhealthy, you know. But if you eat the riches of the Lord Christ every morning, you know, His riches with calm, with patience, with love, you know, then all these riches come into us. And then when we go out, what we express? Christ to others. So others can see the light, the shining light to us. You know, sometimes when my student told me, there's something in you, she said to me, something in you is different. She said, because I was eating in the morning, I'm getting the riches of the Lord. So that's what we need to do. Absorb all the riches and the nutrients so we don't suffer of these many diseases we have. But the Lord is great. So this message really opens a lot about the riches of Christ.
Amen.
Okay? The fullness of the riches of Christ. He is the fullness and we are the fullness too. So we are the fullness of the fullness. Amen.
Amen.
This week, one word really caught me is in the verse we just read, Colossians 1:12. Give thanks to the Father who has qualified us.
Amen.
Qualified, this means a lot to me this week, because, you know, I am a person who always want to win this qualification. You know, even I just started a new position this year, so I've tried to win qualification from my colleagues or even from my managers. I don't want to mess up every testing because I want to be a qualified chemist. But you know what? We got qualified by our God to enter into this good land, to enjoy all the riches prepared from him. But you know, this week it's a tough week for me, and you know, actually I just went back, came back from vacation, and you know, I feel like I was far away from the Lord because I missed a lot of meetings, and I even didn't have too much time for my personal prayers, and this week it's rough. So, you know, in my personal time with the Lord, I just feel like I am not qualified to talk to him. I was not ready to receive his mercy and grace. But this verse really reminds me that we are always qualified
Amen.
To enjoy his riches. And you know, Amen. But you know, in the Old Testament, actually, on Caleb and Joshua, they enter into Golan, signifies the new generation, the new man, right? And you know, yes, the Lord knows that our old creation, we are not qualified to receive his riches. So that's why he became a man, went through the process, died for us, released a life-giving spirit. So once we turn to our spirit, receive the life-giving spirit, and we are qualified to receive this allotted portion. So since there's another verse that really encouraged me this week is in Hebrews 4:15 and 16. For we do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our weakness, but one who has been tempted or respects like us, yet without sin. So let us therefore come forward with fullness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help.
Amen.
The picture from this week. About 2 years ago, I asked my mother-in-law if I could start gardening alongside her because she has a very big garden. So she gave me a small plot of land. I had to choose it, had to work it, but at the time she said it needs to be in the sun. So okay, this is year two. I just appreciated, actually there's a lot about the soil that I never realized, right?
Wow.
I didn't even really think about why you need fertilizer. Because actually the soil runs out of nutrients, right?
Amen.
You have to actually keep adding compost. If we have like a blackberry bush, she said, if you really want it to grow full this year, you need to add more compost,
yeah.
Right? So that actually the nutrients can go back into the soil.
Amen.
So I just really appreciated, actually this is not like what our Christ is, right? Our Christ, actually, I appreciate this morning. Our Father as the evergreen, right? Thou art forever new.
Yeah.
Actually, all the nutrients, we can never expend what's in this soil, right?
Yes.
We are, actually, I appreciated these verses. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you have been made full in him, right?
Amen.
We have been rooted in him, actually, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, right?
Amen.
We are in this rich soil, right? Actually, there is really everything we need in this soil. And we really cannot even experience it to the full. But we're trying, right? But I appreciate it. There's these fundamental requirements, right? It's not just the soil. Actually, I was wondering, you know, Lord, actually, okay, we are in Christ, but why haven't, this week is so tough. Actually, there's even a day we didn't have power, and there's literally no light. So it's just, why don't I experience the richness in this soil? And I don't know, I just appreciated the saint sharing, right? Actually, we need the light. The light is really prerequisite, right?
Amen.
Well, obviously, you know, we need to experience the living water, but actually, if we're not in the light,
yeah.
We're not in the word, we don't have the shining.
Right. Yeah.
It's just no way. You have great soil, but there will be no growth, right? There will be nothing that grows out of it.
Wow.
Amen. So
amen.
Praise the Lord. We just need to spend time. We need
yes.
to spend time in the light. We need
amen.
To spend time absorbing
amen.
Face-to-face contact from the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this all-inclusive soil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this all-inclusive soil.
Amen.
Amen. Two words this week that I enjoy. First is faith. And then the second is experience. First, we need to have this faith, right? Our brother really wanted us to get these two verses. The first was Deuteronomy 8:9. says that this land is a land in which we will eat bread without scarcity.
Exactly.
And a land in which we will lack nothing.
Amen.
And then the second was Colossians 1:20, I believe. And it says that in him you have been made full.
Amen.
Right? So that, you know, we need to believe the Lord speaking, right?
Yeah.
This is what the Lord has proclaimed to us.
Amen.
This is his promise. This is his word. And so we need to receive it by faith. And so we, number one, need to see that we will not lack anything.
Amen.
And then we have been made full.
Yes.
Right? Do you believe that you have been made full? That you're already perfect? That you're completed because you've been put into this land? Oh, how we need this faith, right? In 2 Corinthians, it says that to every promise of God, in him is the yes,
yes,
right? And in him is the amen.
Amen.
So for all these promises, we just need to firstly believe that in him is the yes, right? We just by faith we say yes, right? Through Christ, yes, this is true, yes. And then we amen it, right?
Amen.
Christ himself is the yes.
Amen.
Right? We're one, and we're one with Christ, and we're in Christ. But it needs our amen. Right? We need to amen the word of God.
Amen.
And then secondly, in our experience needs to follow. It's not just we believe that we're full, and that we believe that we're in this land, but how about your experience? Are you enjoying the Lord? Are you experiencing the Lord? It's not just in our mind, we believe it, but day by day, in a practical way, we're absorbing the riches of the soil. So just one point in this outline, because day by day, we need to take time to absorb Christ, the one into whom we have been planted. So this brings it to us in a practical way. How can we absorb Christ? It says that we must take time to enjoy the Lord as the all-inclusive good land. And so we need to carve out some time. Daniel in the Old Testament is a pattern to me. He set out three times a day, right, where he would pray, right, and spend time with the Lord. Maybe you don't have three times a day. Maybe in the morning, right, you could set aside just 20 minutes, 30 minutes just to spend time with the Lord.
Amen.
And what happens is in that, you can absorb the riches of the soil.
Yes.
Or after work, when you're driving home, you know, this past week I was praying with a brother. He has a long commute, 50 to 60 minutes. You know, what are we doing with our commute time? May we absorb the Lord.
Amen.
Right? We can enjoy the riches of this soil.
Amen.
And then lastly, saints, as we're spending time with the Lord, as we're contacting him, we need to have these tender new roots.
Amen.
Right? Not just to send forth our roots into the Lord, but also to absorb him through the fine root hairs.
Amen.
Right? This is where the real absorption takes place. We need to turn our hearts to him.
Amen.
Right? Not let anything else come in the way.
Amen.
Forget about your situation. Forget about your condition. Just tell the Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Lord, I need you. I want to spend time with you right now.
Amen.
And in this way, we can absorb the Lord.
Amen.
Lastly, I'll stop there.
Brother, you mentioned, what is faith? Faith is, of course, we know it's Christ. Faith is we believe God's word that he will execute it. So that is faith. This week mentioned that we need to enjoying and experiencing Christ as our good land.
Amen.
That we will not lack of anything.
Amen.
Because God is the owner of this universe.
Amen.
What do you want?
Right.
He has all. Like, how do we enjoy and experiencing Christ? It's just like, right now I'm New Jersey. We want to go to Yellowstone National Park. How to enjoy and experiencing Yellowstone National Park? We have to take a flight to Salt Lake City and drive to Yellowstone. It's the same things. That is physical realm. But in spiritual realm, when we want to enjoy in Christ is in our spirit,
Amen.
In our regenerated spirit.
Amen.
When we come, when we turn our mind, when we contacting God, we will experiencing the light.
Amen.
If we don't come to the Lord, we will be in darkness. Praise the Lord. We are Christian that we have simple way.
Amen.
To enjoy Christ as our light.
Amen.
That is to turn our mind to the Spirit.
Amen.
By contacting God daily through His Word. We will walk in His path. We will experiencing that is the one that is I touch me the most is we will experiencing the light.
Amen.
And the more we enjoy the Lord, it's like a tree. Do you know, brothers and sisters, the trees will grow wider as the branches. The root will go bright also in the horizontal way. And also, the taller the tree, the deeper the... It's the same. The root and the tree appearance are the same. Praise the Lord! We need to come to enjoy the Lord. The root is growing. It's not dormant. The more we are in experiencing the Lord, in Psalm it's mentioned, Lord, make us lay down in green pastures. When we are laying down in green pastures, the roots will go deeper and deeper. Might be horizontally like the trees. Praise the Lord, we can experiencing Christ as the light, as power, as everything. It's all the fullness. The more we enjoying Him, the more fullness we will experience.
Amen.
Amen.
First of all,
I really enjoyed Saint's sharing. If you don't mind, 2.5 minutes, give me a little warning. I like all the saints share about the soil, right? We planted a little bit, you know, tomato last year. Now we sort of expanded, you know, we put some eggplant. I don't really have any idea about what we're doing, but I got all sorts of pots, and so I put the soil, and we start, you know, just put like, there's a Japanese, nangua, you know,
pumpkin.
Yeah, no, it's called a different name. Yeah, but it's a type of pumpkin, there's a squash, all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I realized yesterday, I was watering and stuff, I said, we got three, like, seedlings there from Costco. They're, like, growing tremendous. It's like a little forest now. But there's no tomato. And there's two tiny ones from the local farm. They look very weak, and there's, like, little yellow leaves and stuff. They're strange. There's 5-6 of tomatoes. I wonder, like, you know, what's wrong with this? You know, it must be the soil, right? So I'm thinking, okay, I probably need to put some fertilizer in there. So I think, you know, we know the soil is the richness are in there. So the Lord, our Lord is not the problem. The problem is we do not absorb, right? On the Wednesday, I'm really convicted. Sometimes I have time, I enjoy the morning reading with the saints, you know, online, you know, how everything the brother needs, the collective works. I really feel water. It doesn't matter, you know, what we were reading. It's just that little short 1 hour. You just feel very refreshed, and you feel like you have the, I remember my mom used to be, 好像你去加油站,德州加油, like, when she used to, when they used to come to stay us, my mom would read the morning revival, I mean, the Bible every morning. She said, before I talk to any human being, I want to talk to the Lord first. And I just feel, Lord, you know, like we have so much, just too much information going on. There's, you know, like our mind is like, can circle the earth, like probably many times, even before we come to the Word. I just feel, Lord, I need to come to you, just very calm,
Amen.
Just give myself to you,
Amen.
And so we can absorb, and we can, you know, deep, have roots, can, you know, grow fruits up.
The gold outline
Romans 3. Colossians 2:15. Present a full description and a definition of Christ as the soil. Wow. In which we do not lack anything.
Amen.
As we take time to absorb Him as an all-inclusive land. Amen. Amen. Brotherly, like to use this word, absorb. Absorb. Absorb come to the Bible only one time. Job, chapter 15:8. Hast thou listened in the secret counsel of God? And hast thou absorbed wisdom for thyself? He tells us, absorb. It's a secret. Just like we enjoy the Christ in our soil. But underneath how it's growing, we have no idea. That's a mystery. But that's a secret. Amen?
Amen.
We can enjoy the Christ a secret.
Amen. This week I was really touched that we have been rooted in and the phrase rooted implies that there's soil, right? And so Christ is the rich soil that we've been rooted in. And I was really appreciating that Christ as the rich soil, He has all the fullness of God. And so we also, now because we've been rooted, we also